traffic. We'll start with Ricky Meese.
And Jeff, you're right. We do have a lot going on in traffic. Two emergency traffic problems. One is the cell tower that's on fire. Fire crews were looking at a live shot, and they are just dousing this thing, trying to make progress. But for them to be here, it's on Bangor Highway. They've had to close both directions of Bangor Highway between 4100 and 4700 South in the Taylorsville area. You've got to avoid that portion of Bangor. Use an alternate route. Now, northbound I-15, the accident just before the I-80-201 interchange. Final cleanup stages in the Gore area, but residual delays back through Murray. Mark?
Well, it looks like over to the west, because of the mess on I-15, we've got real big delays on Bangor Highway, basically between SR 201 and the Kearns area. Same deal with 5600 West. It looks like up north, though, no major problems rolling up into Davis County on I-15. And this is a little something you may be interested in for USU Aggies and Weber State fans. UDOT has tweeted that you may want to consider using US 89 at Hot Springs to avoid any congestion on northbound I-15. So keep that in mind. We'll remind you about that a little bit later for some football fans. Join KSL at ARUP Blood Services Tuesday, September 6th, 11 to 2 p.m. All blood types needed. Donations will receive a free movie ticket. Visit utahblood.org, utahblood.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.